Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh, going now into segment number 4 of trial coverage for today, day number 13. Let's head there now.
The objection is sustained. It's hearsay. You bring the jury. All right, thank you. The objection is sustained. Your next question.
Please support, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
So this conversation occurred, I think, did you say prior to them going to a golf tournament?
Yes, sir. He said Randy had just dropped him off so that he could get his clothes because they were, him and Buster and Randy were going golfing.
Him and Buster and who?
Randy.
Randy, okay. We're going to a golf tournament that weekend?
I don't know if it was a golf tournament or what, but I know he said they were going away, they were going golfing.
Okay. And speaking of Buster, can you point Buster out in the audience for me, please? Buster, you're back there. Okay, I'm sorry. Stand up, please.
Yes, sir.
Is that Buster?
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all always had a great relationship, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
he's
thank
a good kid.
I'm sorry?
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid. Okay, so... one of the other questions I have is, did you ever see Paul with any guns?
Yes, sir.
No?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. And did he have guns around all the time?
Yes, he did.
Matter of fact, they're all guns all over that place, right?
In the vehicles, on the go-karts, sometimes in the hangar.
So did Paul ever leave guns? Just where, if he was, for instance, down at the hangar, would he ever leave guns down there?
I have found one occasionally out there.
A pistol or rifle?
A rifle.
You know what kind it was?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you know if he ever left any down in the feed room?
Not in the feed room. I'm not sure about the feed room.
Okay, you never saw anything in the
no,
feed
sir.
Room. I believe in one of your statements I read that sometimes he'd leave him somewhere and actually there'd be rust on the rifle or the shotgun or whatever.
If he left it on the golf cart outside, he would sometimes leave it laying across, and I would get it in the morning, and already the dew would rust off.
And that would be a golf cart he would drive down to the kennels, for instance?
Yes, sir, whichever one he was in, and he preferred the gas. The gas one is usually where I used to find.
Gas?
Golf cart?
Golf cart,
yes.
Okay. And so that would be a way he would get down to the kennel sometimes?
Sometimes. The majority of the time, he was either in Dolly or in his own truck.
In what?
Dolly.
What is Dolly?
The F-250.
I forgot. Y'all name all your trucks, or they named all their trucks, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so most of the time he would be in a truck, but sometimes he would take the golf cart, if you will, down there.
Yes, sir.
And apparently sometimes he had guns in the golf cart.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, let me touch a couple of other things. That day you saw the sled folks in there, did you see them taking any pictures, or do you remember?
I believe some of them were taking pictures, but I'm not positive.
Okay. You were shown a picture of a rain jacket?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, and had you ever seen that rain jacket at the house?
Not at Moselle, no, sir.
Correct. You ever, and what size clothes did Alec wear?
2XL.
2XL, not just a large. Would anything a large fit him?
I don't think he might have had one or two items that were that size, but most of the clothing was 2XL.
2XL. How about, would you put exhibit number? Yes, please. And blow it up for me, please. Okay, how about make that bigger for me, please? No, not the rain jacket. I'm sorry. The Snapchat picture. I apologize. Well, wait one second. Do you see that rain jacket on there?
Yes, sir.
That's, you've never seen that, according to your statement, never seen that at
Moselle. I've never seen that jacket.
Okay. And you knew pretty much everything, every piece of clothing that was there, right?
For the most part, yes.
Yes. Okay. And how many rain jackets did Alex have? You remember?
Too many to count.
Too many to count. Okay. But none of them looked like that.
No, sir.
Okay. How about blow that up for me, please? Can you make it any better, closer? Yeah, that's good right there. And that shirt is that the one he was wearing that morning
when
he
No, left? Sir, it was not.
It's not?
No, sir, that was not the shirt he was wearing.
And this is at 7, you understand, this is 7:40 p.m. That evening when he's out with Paul.
I wasn't there then.
Okay, but that's not the shirt he was wearing when he left that morning.
That is correct. That was not the shirt.
Okay, beg the court's indulgence. One moment. You were aware he had clothes at his office, kept clothes at his office?
Yes, sir, among other places.
Where else would he leave have
car.
Clothes? He have it in a car?
Yes, sir.
Where else?
In Edisto.
I'm sorry?
In Edisto.
In Edisto, okay. But if he was in the Moselle area, if he was going to change his shirt from in the morning, would he have changed it at the office or got something out of his car? You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Now, let me show you. Can you tell the jury what that is, please?
The the text messages from me and Maggie.
Okay, and this is on June 7th, 2021, right?
That is correct.
And the first one, I'm just going to try to hurry this up a little bit. She asked you to stop.
Yes, sir.
She says, will you stop by, this is at 7:05 a.m., stop by the store and get Alex Capri Suns. He likes orange and pineapple flavor plus mountain cooler. Thank you, I'll pay you back. You say, I will. She says, thank you, get two boxes. Now, after that conversation, there's a text at 3:28 p.m. Blanca, dinner's on the stove, just left. So you left there at about 3:30, correct?
Yes, I sent the text before I actually walked out of the house. I had a habit of sending her the text, make sure everything, and then locked up before I left. Okay. But at that time, I had gone upstairs to drop off some clothes. I noticed that Paul's truck or a white truck was sitting at the kennels. So I left the front door unlocked at that time instead of locking it.
But you didn't see Alec anywhere there?
No, sir.
Okay. You didn't see his vehicle?
No, sir.
Okay. And she says at 3:40, thank you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then at 3:54, you said, you're welcome. I just made your deposit. Maggie then says, I guess this is a fun exchange. Thank you, I'm waiting at the doctor. Alex wants me to come home. I had to leave the door open at Edisto, but trust the Mexicans to shut and lock for me.
Yes, sir.
And then she says, Alex's dad back at the hospital. The last doctor claims not cancer, pneumonia. Alex is about to die. Hope he doesn't go down there to sleep. Now, you know what she meant by that?
What she meant was Maggie used to get frustrated. She said every time something happened at Almeida with his dad or his mom, that Alec would get called and nobody else, that they always called Alec to go to the house. And she did get upset over that the family was basically putting all that on Alec and he wasn't getting enough rest.
So when she said he's going to die, she's worried about his health.
She was worried about his health, yes.
Okay. And she says Alex needs to take care of himself as well. And that's consistent with what you just said, correct? She was worried about his health.
Yes.
And you said, yes, he does. He told me he was tired when he left. I hope they can treat Mr. Randolph. Maggie says, I'm scared for him and Alex and all of us. What do you mean by that?
Because Alec hadn't had much sleep. That was her main concern, was the fact that her main frustration was the fact that in the middle of the night or whenever, you know, if Mr. Randolph or Miss Libby were uncomfortable, that they would always, she seemed to think that they always called Alec and there goes Alec, you know, to take care of it. And she felt that it wasn't fair that he was the only one having to take him.
And your response to that is, I know, just pray about it and hope he gets a little better. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Okay.
And you say, Alex and you really need to relax. Always being on the go with little or no sleep is not healthy. Remember, I have a doctor's appointment in the morning in Beaufort. If I get done early, I'll go to Moselle. I'll let you know. And she says, no worries, right?
Yes.
Now, what did I do with you? Oh, you've got the exhibit. Take that from you and hand it to. Okay. So. She preferred to be in Edisto, correct?
That's correct.
But she was going that day, based on all your texts, she was going because Mr. Randolph had been put back in the hospital and she was worried about Alex, right? She was heading to Moselle. She preferred to be in Edisto, but she was heading to Moselle because Mr. Randolph had been put back in the hospital and she was concerned about Alex. Isn't that what this
Objection.
Is?
Your objection is sustained.
Okay. She indicated to you that Paul was coming in your telephone conversations, correct?
That is correct.
And did she indicate in your telephone conversations that she needed dinner for her, Paul, and Alec, right?
Yes, she did.
And did she indicate in any way that she did not want to go to Moselle to have dinner with Alec, Paul, that night?
Her conversation with me was that Alec wanted her to go to Moselle that day, and she was concerned about the workers that she had in Edisto, and she would have preferred to be in Edisto, taking care of the final
details. But for Mr. Randolph's condition.
She was concerned about the work being done and leaving the house open in Edisto.
She wasn't concerned about Mr. Randolph.
I mean, she was, but her concern, more concern, was that her house was open.
Okay. Now, she preferred to be at Edisto in the summertime as opposed to Moselle at all, correct?
That is correct.
Let me ask you, did Sled ask you about at any point about the clothes that Alex was wearing on the 7th? At some point did they ask you that?
Not until recent.
Recently, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is it clear to you, you've been asked recently to recollect something that happened in June of 21, which is almost 2 years ago. Did they ask you other questions about what happened on June 7th when they asked you about the clothes?
They asked me where I was. They asked me what I was doing. They asked me when I saw Alec leaving that day, my discussions with Maggie. They requested to see my phone, which I gave them, so they could see the text messages, phone calls that we had had.
Okay. You and Maggie were very close.
We were.
You and Alec were close also, were you not?
Yes, sir.
And did you feel like a member of the family?
Yes, sir.
Had you ever heard from anybody about any, strike that. Did you indicate that one of the things Maggie told you was that she was not, after the boat case, she was not being treated very well by the people in Hampton, correct?
That is correct.
They shunned her, they were rude to her, those kinds of things.
That is correct.
Did she also indicate to you that she was concerned about Paul because he'd received a bunch of threats?
Objection.
Your objection's overruled.
Did she ever indicate to you she's concerned about Paul because Paul had received threats?
Yes.
Okay. Beg the court's indulgence.
I moved 107 into evidence.
Have you got it? Is it up there?
I gave it to the clerk. It's
Any objection?
Oh, I think I've already said no objection.
It's admitted without objection.
That same morning of the 8th, did you clean the gun room?
I didn't go in the gun room. I went in there, but I didn't do anything in the gun room.
Didn't pick anything up?
No, sir.
Okay, and when you went into the kitchen that morning, was there anything that would indicate to you that other people had been there the night before? Like glasses or bottles of water or anything?
No, sir.
Thank you.
And redirect.
Hey, please, board.
Mr. Harpootlian. Just got a couple questions. Mr. Harpootlian asked you about the clothes in the closet on June 8th, 2021. You remember?
Yes, sir.
And he asked you if there could have been another shirt in the room.
Yes, sir.
And was your response maybe a t-shirt?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you see another dress shirt there?
No, sir.
Okay. And while we're getting to that, did you work at Almeda?
No, sir.
Did you ever go there?
No, I have been there one occasion previously, and I don't remember what I had to drop off.
Well, that blue poncho rain jacket Mr. Harpootlian showed you, that was at Almeda, wasn't it? Or do you know?
I don't know where that came from.
But you never saw that at Moselle, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And State 7, well, first of all, this is States 2. States 306, have you ever seen that shirt again since you went back the 8th, the 9th, until today? Have you ever seen that shirt again?
Yes, sir. Once I moved a lot of the belongings to the little house, he had packed some of the clothes up, but over the weekends and stuff, when they were going from place to place, I noticed that he was purchasing different clothing items, shorts, shirts. So there was a couple of new ones in there, which still was not that shirt. It was a lot of some of the newer ones.
Who was purchasing a lot of shorts and shirts?
Alec.
After this event? After the murder?
Yes, sir. On the weekends when they were gone with the family.
After the murders?
Yes, sir. They were like polo-type vineyard vines.
And what shirt had he suggested to you he was wearing in August on this day? What shirt had he had suggested to you he was wearing?
Vineyard vines. Vinny vines is what they call them.
In State 7, you said you recognized these shorts and shirts?
Yes, sir.
Where was this shirt kept? On States 107 in Moselle.
In the closet, if there was no room in that drawer.
On the shelves?
Yes, sir, on the shelf.
And looking at 306, is that outfit different from this outfit?
Yes, sir, it is.
And I think Mr. Harpootlian showed you 107. Whose idea was it for Maggie Murdaugh to come to Moselle on the evening of June 7th?
Objection, Your Honor.
You can testify if you know.
Your Honor, hearsay.
You can testify if you know.
Maggie texted me that Alec wanted her to come to Moselle.
And is that on 107 that Mr. Harpootlian just put in?
Yes, sir, it is.
That's all. Thank you.
Anything further?
Just a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
Put that up on the books.
Excuse me, Doug. What's that exhibit?
Just a couple questions. After Maggie's death and Paul's death, did you notice he was losing weight?
Yes, sir, he was.
Dramatic loss of weight, right?
Yes, sir.
So the clothes we can see him in that picture. He's fat is a long word, but overweight kind of guy, big guy, fleshy looking guy, right there, okay? Now, the So he needed to buy new clothes because the other clothes were falling off of him, right?
I assume so, yes. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be unusual for him to need to buy new clothes because he's losing weight.
I guess.
Okay. Now, this is 306. This is the picture. And you say this is a shirt, like a Columbia shirt, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, a Columbia shirt, don't they have a logo that says Columbia?
Yes, sir. You know, the sleeve or...
You see one on here?
I don't see anything on the shirt. The style of shirt is a Columbia style shirt.
That's not a... You're not saying it was a brand name Columbia shirt. You're saying it was a Columbia style shirt?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your testimony again is this is not the shirt he walked out with that morning.
He did not walk out with that shirt that morning.
But those could be the khakis he walked out with that morning.
Possibly, yes.
Okay. And when you say you never saw that shirt again, you did see those khakis again, did you not?
Yes, sir. I washed those khakis. They were in the bathroom. I'm assuming it was the same pair because he only had a few that he wore.
Right. Okay. And in addition, your testimony would be that the only, well, I guess you're saying that morning he didn't have that shirt on, but he had those pants on.
Could possibly have those pants. He had several.
Okay. And would you scroll down to the footwear, please? Okay. Those are loafers, right?
Yes, sir.
And what do they seem to be made out of?
Like soft leather.
So your testimony is that those were shoes he only wore around the house. He had like house slippers.
Usually when Alec would go outside, he had them Georgia boots that he would wear or the duck boots, and those would be left by the front door when I would walk through the door in the next morning.
In June, it was pretty hot down there in Moselle.
Yes, sir, but those were his go-to shoes when he would go outside or mess around, like he said, with Paul that day.
What kind of shoes was he wearing when he went to work that day?
The dress shoes, a pair of brown leather.
Okay. Now, when were you first asked about what he was wearing that day?
A couple of days. When they interviewed me.
When they interviewed you the first time?
Yes, sir.
They asked you what he had on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You may step down. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll break for lunch and resume at 2:15. Please do not discuss the case.
That wraps up day number 13, segment 4 of coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. There is more to come. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.